Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/acast and use code acast for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Super Ego, Season 3, Profiles in Self-Obsession. Brought to you by Drs. Jeremy Carter, PhD, and Matt Gourley, PYT.
With resident specialists Mark McConville and Jeff Crocker.
You can learn more at GoSuperEgo.com, Facebook, and Twitter.com/GoSuperEgo. Purchase previous seasons and bonus episodes at GoSuperEgo.com.
Case Study, The Family Feud, Histrionic Personality Disorder.
It's time for The Family Feud. Introducing the Linwood family. Herb, Heidi, Len, Vanessa, and Patrick, ready for action. And the Weaver family. Whisper, Crimp, Fear, Bushy, and Tableman. On your marks, let's start The Family Feud with the star of Family Feud, Richard Dawson.
All right, here we go. It's time to play the feud. Whoa, this is beauty versus experience. What is your name, young lady?
My name is Whisper.
The voice does not match that you look like a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah, I have aging disease, but just vocally.
Ah, and sir, you came in uniform?
Perv Millerand. I work in the Army Reserves, and during the regular time, I work at, it's a feminine napkin factory, and it used to be called Femmes, and you remember that, it's probably before your time.
We're going to ask the question right now.
Okay.
Hands on the buzzers.
Buzzers.
Six answers on the board.
Board.
Fine. A reason you forget a birthday. Oh, Linwood's.
Brain damage. You've given someone
brain damage. Show us brain damage. Number two. Wow. Yeah. All right, Weavers, you have a chance to steal if you can pick the number one answer.
Say again who I am?
We're going to just go with the Linwoods over here.
We got it.
Well, that's hardly fair.
I'll show you hardly fair, bitch.
I look like a girl but sound like a Kathleen Turner.
Don't know why I'm letting this go on. Let's go down to the Linwood family. Point values are doubled. You could win the game.
Who is?
Your family.
Oh, that's great.
But I'm not talking to you.
We
talking
won
to the next
game,
person.
Then.
No, you have not. Sir, please.
We won the goddamn game.
I'd like you to stop talking to me.
I can talk to you all day long. It's
then
what I do.
Let's cut his mic. Cut his mic. Thank you.
Hold, please.
Because I have a good amount of knowledge.
My mic's still on.
Well, and that's
going again.
Odd you should say that, because it's your turn to give us an answer. A reason you forget a birthday.
Striped T-shirts slimming because I have a hip problem. My hip.
Show us striped T-shirts. Oh, sorry.
Why? Did we date?
Let's talk to you, sir.
Hello, Richard.
Oh, and what is your name?
My name's Crimp.
Crimp. Crimp, do you have a reason people would forget a birthday?
Well, my answer is you were actually egg hatched, so you don't have a birthday. So that you
show
you
us
have one at all.
Hybrid human bird egg hatching! So sorry.
Well, that's
two strikes.
That's what it is in my case.
One chance left.
And I wrote a fucking song about
someone
it.
Someone cut his mic too.
Bird mama.
Cut his mic too.
When you gonna love my life?
Goddamn family's worthless. All right.
My mic's still on.
Wait, oh, God.
I just want to tell you really quick about some feminine napkins.
Please, dear God in heaven.
Going again now.
Now this must be the patriarch of the family, a silver-haired gentleman, very distinguished. What's your name, sir?
They call me Fear.
All right,
Each of my children is named for a quality that instills fear in the enemy.
Well, I can't wait to meet them all, but right now, the matter
is... You won't. Several of them are hiding in shadows, like the Jap ninja.
All right, you, Mr. Fear, will be answering for the family.
Not Mr., I'm a concept.
Well, do you, as a concept, have a reason people would forget a birthday?
Tequila party, switching sexual partners, and then early the next morning...
Just need one, pick one answer.
Could I finish my word tale? And then early the next morning, you realize you've made a horrible sexual mistake. You apologize, race to the donut store because that's the normal Sunday morning routine. Get there, your family's already there. They realize that the illegal Congress has already taken
Show
place.
Show us drunk! Up number one! All right, I'm going to go talk to who I assume is your wife.
My breed partner.
Richard, it looks like the breed partner is somehow nursing a litter.
People are animals. Subhuman, ghoulish pigmen. We'll cut that out later in editing.
Case study. Campfire with Roy Cabris. Narcissistic personality disorder.
Sorry I'm late, gentlemen. Just went out for a walk to gather my thoughts. It's night 3, and you guys haven't seen me yet. But I've seen you. What with my night vision goggles and an elaborate system of pulleys and rigs. I've hovered among you and dwelt with you for the last 2 nights.
I was told there would be meals provided.
Greg, I want you to absolutely shut the fuck up. Because if I know anything about you, is that you are a fucking stick of TNT. And I am the fuse, baby.
I'm sorry?
I'm gonna stick myself inside you and blow you.
What?
Greg, give me 5 seconds to get my opening speech out.
Sorry.
Greg, don't be sorry. God damn it. Ah.
It's Craig.
Is it Craig?
Yeah, I'm Craig Sproat.
Oh, Jesus shit, I'm sorry. I thought your name was Greg.
I'm Greg. I'm Greg Brilliant.
So there is a Greg, so I'm not going insane here.
No.
Fucking lived in the trees for 2 goddamn nights. I got a weevil on my ass and a squirrel on my head. Craig.
Yeah?
Shut the fuck up, Craig. 5 minutes isn't over yet.
Is there a lesson to any of this?
Yes, there is, Craig, and I'm glad you waited for the 5 minutes to be partially up. And normally over the past 15 retreats that I've done, I'm the one who deals out that lesson like so much cards. But I've got an ace up my sleeve this time. So if you'll just cast your greedy eyes upward, descending out of the branches.
Hi, I'm up here. I'm with the sparrows. Sorry about the backlighting. I just thought green might fit.
You pieces of shit don't deserve what you're about to get.
The name's Cameron, and I'm here to back up Roy.
Oh, that is an honor indeed, because this guy wields a...
Cameron, shut it.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
I told myself to shut up. Do you hear that, gentlemen? You have a toolbox. It's up to you which drawer you reach in. The little toolbox has the weird screwdriver that fits nothing. The other one has the bubble level. I don't even know what a fucking bubble level does, and you know what? That's not important. Shut up, Roy. He was thinking too loud.
Guys, for the next 14 weeks...
Wait a minute, I've just booked out the weekend.
Yeah, it just came to me. Because I've got Cameron, I've got Greg, I've got Craig, and I've got... What the fuck?
Gene.
14 weeks is precisely the amount of time that it's going to take to whip you guys into a meringue so goddamn rigid you could fairly stand on it.
14 weeks is just a start.
Cameron comes in from Israel.
Yeah, I was on a kibbutz there. A Goyish kibbutz. There's only 2 there. Ours was called Eric's Kibbutz.
Well, what does any of this have to do with the trouble with my boss?
Your boss, you say? What's your boss's name?
Mitch.
Cameron?
No, Mitch.
No, Cameron, be Mitch.
All right, I'm Mitch.
Greg, talk to Mitch.
I'm Craig.
You're Craig?
Yeah.
I'll get this.
Oh, I am Greg.
You are Greg. If you fucking ever countermand me one more time, I will bisect you laterally.
All right, I'll be Mitch. Hi, come into my office.
Okay, gosh, I was just thinking that maybe I'm due for a raise.
Knock, knock. Hey, Mitch, I want his job. Is that cool?
Fine, Alan. You've been great all week.
Go fuck yourself, Greg. Click.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, that's right. I took a speakerphone call.
I don't see what my options are. I just asked for a raise and I lost my job.
Assert yourself, Greg.
You need to give me a raise because I'm a valuable employee.
No, get weird. Get high concept.
I fucked a samurai once.
What the hell did you just say?
You did what?
Well,
no, stick to it.
As a young man, I worked for Reuters as a journalist. I went on a fact-finding mission to Osaka and I fucked a fucking samurai.
That's awesome.
Is it?
How much of a raise were you talking about?
Go big. Take his job.
I want your job.
Are you out of your goddamn mind? You've got it. I'm kicking myself upstairs. Kaboom!
That's exactly how you do it.
Oh.
Fucking when I say get strange, get strange.
That felt great.
Cameron, how do you do it?
I'm not sure. Is that lichen?
It's all the lichen you can eat, Cameron.
My stepdaughter, she really treats me like shit.
What's her name, Jean?
Janinda.
Cameron, strap her on.
Hi, I guess you're home now.
I'm usually home, I'm on disability.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Hi, I want to fuck your daughter Janinda, is that cool?
No, it's not cool.
I already did it. Later.
That was just Bobby. He's kind of a black guy.
There you go, Jean.
Hey, don't you think it's about time we all howl at the moon a little?
Moon thoughts! Oh, moon thoughts.
Let her fly, Craig.
Did you say Craig or
moon
Greg?
Moon
go, Craig.
Moon thoughts.
I meant Greg.
Sorry.
God damn it. Greg?
Yeah?
You gonna do a moon thought or you gonna stand there with your dick in your hand?
Both.
That a boy.
Sometimes, when I dream I'm so small that I use a sock as a sleeping bag.
Moon
thoughts. Sometimes, when I'm a horse. I'm not just the guy in the back, I'm the guy in the front.
God damn it, Greg. You took me to a place I didn't think I was gonna go.
I was parched until I lapped the dew off those leafy blue-green leaves. I wonder who's gonna go next. Who's gonna take the next moon thought?
Gene?
Yeah?
Stand up and deliver.
All I give a shit about is burning down a tree.
Gene, you threaten a tree one more goddamn time in my presence, and I'll have Cameron eviscerate your bowels from the
easy,
back.
Easy, Roy, easy. He doesn't have any feeling below his waist. Let the man feel with his head for a while.
Go, Gene.
I met a cat once.
Okay, this is bullshit. Craig, why don't you take the ball for a while? Gene, take five. Just lay there.
I don't fully understand what moon thoughts are.
And am I Craig or Greg?
Gentlemen, I would say we've got about 2 minutes left before things are going to get super strange. Back to your cabins with the three of you. Secret Santa's in 4 hours, gentlemen.
Case study, The Family Feud, Histrionic Personality Disorder.
Welcome back to The Feud!
Final round, this is going to decide the game. Point values are tripled. I don't know why I'm saying this, but let's have fear versus... Is this the grandfather of the family or the...
I beg your pardon, I'm a woman.
Oh, I'm very sorry.
My name is Vanesta.
Vanesta?
No, Vanesta.
Vanesta.
How many times do we go over this before we win the game? I don't understand.
Final round, top four answers.
May I ask a question before we begin?
I also have a question.
All right.
Would you like to go first?
Well, aren't you nice to a lady?
I like the way you smell in my nose.
Thank you. I'm giving off some pheromones. It's a thing
you
like...
You said you had a question, Vanesta.
Yes, I did. May I win?
Fear, your question.
I would like to fuck Vanesta in half.
Top four answers. Name a trick you teach to a dog. Vanesta.
Race trading.
Show us race trading. No. Fear.
Over a period of months, lay out peanut butter in different places, ultimately ending on your genitals.
Show us fellatio! Number four, perfect. Your horrible family's about to play.
I really wish you'd let me get to the end of my word tales. There is sort of an O. Henry twist.
Last family member. Daughter of Fear, what is your name?
Hi, I'm Bushy.
I don't care. What, name something... A trick you teach a dog. Just say something. Don't even think. Say it.
Witch curses.
Show us witch curses. No.
Oh.
Linwood family. I'm sorry. The Weaver family. Oh, you fucking beasts.
I'm still on mic. They actually gave me a handheld.
Linwood family wins. Fuck you, Weavers. Fuck you.
Richard, we can't have a winner without a lightning round. So going again in 3, 2, 1.
Avenge me!
Folks, I don't know what the hell's happening anymore. I'll be screaming at my producer after this, but we gotta do the lightning round. So whoever walks out first, they get to play. All right, walking up to the mic, playing the lightning round. Sir, what's your name?
Chillard Howman.
Fine, what do you do?
I'm mostly civilized.
Great.
Retired from...
My heart is dead. Let's start. Ready?
Industrial engineer.
15 seconds on 15 the clock.
Years.
You understand the rules?
Wait.
Nope. A food you buy at the ballpark.
Beer.
A smell you associate with Christmas.
Merc.
A vacation spot you wear a bathing suit to.
A Mexican girl named Lourdes.
A nickname for someone who's tall.
Joust.
Send out a whole new family member. We're doing this again.
Okay, because I can whatever use a whole new body.
Whatever your name is, you know, I'm going to call you Joust. Joust, look in my eyes. You're looking in my eyes? Leave. You, up to the mic.
Hello, Richard.
What's your name?
I'm Beverly Maddox.
Good. I'm going to yell five questions at you. You're going to give me your answer. You got 15 seconds.
I'm the vice
Beverly,
president.
Beverly, shut up. Start the clock. Ready? Something you use as an incentive for a student.
A bodice.
Something you need to go fishing.
A ramp.
A game you play on car trips.
Dark mustard.
Next family member, send them out. You.
Yes.
Get out here.
Hi.
Move closer to the mic,
look,
please.
I'm almost there. God.
What's your name?
Dodgerd.
20 seconds on the clock. If you repeat an answer, you're going to hear this.
Oh, did I make that noise?
You didn't. 20 seconds.
Oh, Lucifer.
Here we go. Something you use as an incentive for a student.
Incentive coupon.
A sign that spring is coming.
Here comes spring, the sign.
Something you need to go fishing.
Engine of fish.
A game you play on long car trips. A condiment.
Please let this always be over.
You put on a hamburger.
It's a hamburger coat.
Kind of hoping you'd have a heart attack there.
Oh my God, I think I did.
Good, good. No, let her. I want her to lay at my feet. Bring someone else out. Step right over.
Please let me
step over her and come to the mic.
Please, I need my glycerin.
Ignore her. Let her talk while you're doing the answers. Do not, Alan, don't send anyone out to take the body away. Leave it here. What's your name?
Hi.
Great. 15 seconds. Here we go. Something you use as an incentive for a student.
Hi.
A sign that spring is coming.
Hi.
I'll give you the $10,000 if you'll describe in graphic detail how you would kill yourself.
Hi.
Just do it.
That's a wrap.
Case study. Hervé Villachaize. Histrionic personality disorder.
Thank you for coming in to talk about the show, Mr. Villachaize.
Do you mind if I smoke?
Do I mind if you what?
It's hot old tobacco from Kentucky.
Oh, smoke. Yes, feel free.
Oh, your thick hands, you harvest the tobacco.
What?
I'm talking to the slave who make the tobacco.
Oh, no, we don't have slaves in America anymore.
Oh, it's a good episode.
You mean for Fantasy Island?
Benverine. What you find out? How come my grandfather was a slave? And he got to find out his grandfather owned slave.
Wait, a black person owns slaves?
It's a twist. It's like O'Henry.
O'Henry?
Yeah, it's like O'Henry.
Oh, you're so charming.
Oh, boy.
About the role of Tattoo.
Oh, yes. I want to talk to you about that character.
Your character.
Mr. Rock is my character. I want to talk to you about Tattoo.
No. That's where I think we're having a little confusion. You will be playing Tattoo, Mr. Rourke's sidekick.
What?
Yes, that was always the plan.
I must play Mr. Rock! He's Tattoo! He's like a monkey.
No. We spoke to your agents, and it was...
Want to see what's inside my pocket?
No.
You must get very close. I come closer.
Okay, well, I guess...
I'm back sure.
Okay, listen.
This kind of fun repartee, I like this. Maybe we get more sex jokes into the show.
I don't think that's appropriate.
It's Lynn Barbeau come on the show, and then she take off her shirt, and I get to touch her boobies.
We can't do that on network television.
Tell me about this tattoo.
Tattoo is sort of the conscience of Mr. Rourke.
Like the truth teller.
Yes.
Okay.
So no Mr. Rourke, let's get that off the table right now.
Well, let's bring the table over here. Let's just see where the table ends up.
Let's just talk about you playing Tattoo.
Okay. Tattoo is very much what?
He's sort of a Greek chorus. He comments on the action.
Oh, I could play Greek.
Well, he's not literally Greek.
Listen. Olive! Oh my goodness, this gyro is so good.
Okay, you're just naming Greek items.
Do you believe me?
No.
Oh.
You sound French or Belgian or whatever you are. What are you?
Belgian.
Okay.
With an incredibly thick tongue.
Do you have like a normal sized tongue for your smaller frame?
Is that what this is?
No, I think you mistake me.
Is this a casting couch?
No, no, no.
I've heard about this. I am prepared to do what is necessary.
None of that is necessary. In fact, it's not.
Do you recognize this jumpsuit?
I don't know.
It is similar to the ones the girls wore in Cannonball Run.
Oh, I do.
I named this because it has a zipper that goes all the way down.
Okay, you're making me uncomfortable.
You
now.
Smell that musk? I'm waving my hands to get it moving through the room.
Okay, that's offensive.
That's 99% Hervé, 1% Maud Adams, but that will fade over time.
Oh, Jesus wept.
If you look at me, I'm swaying.
Could you get off the table, please?
It's like a grandfather clock, the way the pendulum swing back and forth.
I think you're in danger of going too far.
Okay.
Frankly, you have a reputation of quite a scoundrel.
See, a big stack of paper. Are these all complaints about Hervé?
They are.
For example?
Well, Britt Eklund on the set of Man with the Golden...
Oh my God, one time I put a baby inside of her.
This is exactly what I'm talking about.
Did you know why? She got third nipple.
No, that's Scaramanga from the movie Man with the Golden...
No, I know it's Scaramanga from the movie. I mean, I drew one on her.
Okay, look, here's Diane Cannon.
Guess what she tastes like?
What?
Lies and resistance.
I find that to be difficult to hear.
I know! I'm like everybody's favorite party guest. I show up early and I do not leave.
Let's move on to Catherine Bach.
Daisy Duke.
Yes.
I gave her that style of jean short. That's how I wear my shorts in Brussels. My thighs are disturbingly thick.
That's unsettling.
It's just good times.
I'm concerned that maybe this isn't going to work out.
No, 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 no.
Well, prove to me that you can be trusted to be...
Here's a great way to test me.
Okay.
Put a gun on the table.
What are you heading at?
I will not use a gun.
The fact that you're even thinking of that idea is cause for alarm.
Okay, I have a knife.
Then still, why are you even going to violent measures?
But sometimes I got to fuck a bitch up.
What?
She don't pay me, I got to cut her.
Pay you for what?
I keep her safe on the street.
I just think that maybe this isn't going to work out. We're going to have to go with Billy.
See, look! Acting!
What?
I'm not a pimp.
Oh.
Look, I was pretending.
Oh.
I had a gun the whole time.
And you didn't use it.
Oh, yeah.
You are charming. You are eccentric. I'll give you that.
Thank you. So where do we start?
Well, it's going to take a miracle for the producers to sign off on you.
I'm going to put a gun inside your mouth.
What?
And you're going to sign a contract.
Oh, my God.
You recognize this gun?
It's a golden gun from Man with a Golden Gun.
It's a Scaramanga gun. But it's not a prop. It's a real gun.
Oh, my God.
That's right. Now you sign a contract.
Oh, God, here. Please don't come here.
Come
here! I signed it.
Very good. Oh, I'm a thing.
What?
Matching white suits.
I love it.
Okay.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Case study. The Family Feud. Histrionic personality disorder.
From Hollywood, it's Entertainment Tonight.
Is Dana Plato smoking a drug cigarette in this after-hours photo?
Telly Savalas, bald all over.
And is that Julie Haggerty hiding behind that piece of hair?
All this and more, plus Michael Landon from the set of The Hands of Uncle Marty.
I'm Tawny Jesch.
And I'm Harry Mart. It's entertainment tonight. But first, our top story.
Game show host Richard Dawson suffers a humiliating breakdown on the set of The Family Feud.
Only E.T. has the exclusive footage.
We're back! Asshole! Get up there! Ready? 15 seconds! Shut up!
I'm Coward Humphrey.
Go!
Okay, I'm suffering from post-traumatic...
A nickname for someone with red hair.
Gutfinger.
A superpower most people would like to have.
Mormonism.
Look at the camera and say, I eat dicks. Look at the camera, sir, and say, I eat dicks.
I'm actually a pastor.
You get my watch fob.
Is this gonna air?
Goodbye!
Unfortunately, the breakdown doesn't end there.
Some language may not be appropriate for a younger audience.
Ready back to play the field of people! Ready? Talk into it. Don't look at me! Something you raffle off!
Sergeant
Nickname Archie. For someone with red hair! Robert Magician uses!
Gutfinger.
Superpower most people. Hit the buzzer. Something else!
A magic
Superpower
wand.
Superpowers up! What did you say?
Magic wand.
Fuck you.
I sat down with Mr. Dawson just yesterday for a frank discussion about some heavy shit. Mr. Dawson, people are concerned you've gone over the edge. Would you like to comment?
Oh, I'd love to comment on that.
And now's be good.
You see what I'm doing here?
What?
Not answering your question?
Yeah?
Yeah, that's what I ended up praying for that last season. These assholes, every time they would open their hamburger helper holes, the most idiotic psychosis would come spilling out. After a while, I felt like I could see through my eyelids at night, and I stopped sleeping. I saw that goddamn Hearts of Darkness documentary. Fucking Dennis Hopper was a pussy. Let him talk to the Slingershit family from Reston, Virginia, where they think that a popular soup is Lawrence Welk's balls. These people had driver's license. They were fathers and mothers. They voted. They owned guns. Jesus Christ.
So you haven't healed?
You know when the end times are coming?
No.
Look behind you.
We now take you out to commercial with more from the spectacle on the set of The Price is Right.
Family Feud.
Fuck you.
Name a cock! Name a huge goddamn cock! Something that you punch with a vagina! How about that? Name a president
Richard.
Who lives in my butthole!
Richard!
For $10,000, make your teeth sweat!
Please stop!
Fuck you! Fuck you, ABC! Fuck you, Fred Silverman! All you guys, I hope you fall into a shit coma. They need to invent a bomb that just kills smiling families.
Richard.
Make that one. Fuck you, LeBeau. Fuck you, Clink. Fuck you, Harvey Keitel. He was an extra on one of the episodes. I bet you didn't know that. Goddamn son of a bitch gets to go work with Scorsese. I gotta fucking talk to these. They're ghouls. They're potato-stuffed ghouls. That's who I talk to all day. No, Alan, I'm not pulling my pants up.
Case study, Skin Gloss Magazine, Narcissistic Personality Disorder.
Skin Gloss Beauty.
Be an ex-Foley can instead of an ex-Foley can't.
If you're sad and not feeling good about yourself, just have your son's friend come over and take some self-esteem pictures of you on the motorcycle.
Did you want to spice things up outside the bedroom? Join a Peyote of the Month Club.
Dear Desperate in Delaware, sew it up. Just sew it closed, you slut.
This Christmas, get a boyfriend.
Get rid of your unibrow by dropping dead.
Skin Gloss.
Hey, girls.
Billy Janeway.
Is that boy of yours not giving you a baby? Two words. Use frog DNA. I'll be back in a few minutes to tell you where you can inject it and how it can crawl out of your system.
Billy Dunaway.
To get to know your partner, vomit on each other, and then kind of sift through it and see what food is there to just understand a little bit more about their diet.
Ladies, 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 it's time to stop sounding so smart. You want to go out and have a good time? You need to omit things from your vocabulary like JPL and Nostradamus and Rasputin. I think you need to keep that to yourself.
Beauty is only Skin Gloss.
Here's Billy Dannaway with another great tip. Listen, girls.
Need to lose weight?
Two words.
Motorcycle accident.
I'll be back with some tips on how to get in one in just a few minutes.
Billy Dannaway. Go live on a harem. I did. I lived there for 6 months, and all I had to do was eat lobster and a lot of other horrible things. But come live on the harem.
Sell your virginity
on the web.
Hi, girls. Billy Dannaway again. Worried about identity theft? No problem. Put your eyeballs and fingertips into a safety deposit box. Leave them there for 6 years. When you come back, nobody's stealing that rotted meat. We'll be back with more.
Will he commit? Take the quiz. My boyfriend likes to A. call me the diarrhea fiend, B. hang out in hospitals, and C. levitate. Will he commit? Will he?
Hi, Billy Dannaway again. Girls, have you got small nipples? Well, vacuum cleaner the end of those things up. You're going to be in areola country. I'll be back in a few minutes to tell you more.
Hi, I'm Julie Haggerty. I've been walking atop this castle spire for nigh on 20 years, and not a knave or a knight has noticed. Here I am in my see-through slip, and the light's behind me, and you can see through it, but if my body weren't so wispy thin, I wouldn't look like a hair caught on a microscope slide. So, I think I answered my own question as to why no chivalry man has saved me.
Hi, I'm Shelley Duvall. I'm walking around on top of the same castle looking for Julie Haggerty. I've got a butcher knife because my husband's coming up here and he said he was going to save us, finger quotes, and I don't really trust him. So, has anybody seen my friend Julie Haggerty?
We almost bumped into each other, but that's physically impossible because both of us together contain negative mass.
We nearly passed right through each other's navels.
Super Ego is improvised, analyzed, and brought to you by Drs. Jeremy Carter and Matt Gourley, with resident specialists Mark McConville and Jeff Crocker,
with special guests Patton Oswalt as Richard Dawson, Paul F. Tompkins as Family Feud contestants Vanessa Linwood and Dotchard Mulberry, Chris Tallman as Family Feud contestant Fear Weaver and Fantasy Island star Hervé Villachaize, Jeff Davis as Roy Cabras, Greg Proops as Roy Cabras guest speaker Cameron Skench, Susan Burke as Skin Gloss Magazine contributor Nazali Barbara, Emily Maya Mills as Skin Gloss Magazine contributor Talidi Milge, Lizzie Cooperman as Skin Gloss Magazine contributor Stevie Spottiswoode, James Bladen as Family Feud stage manager Ramp Caspley, and Amanda Lund as Tawny Jesh and the Skin Gloss Magazine Whisper Lady.
Super Ego musical specialist James Bladen. Super Ego theme by Alan Simpson.
Opening theme by James Bladen.
Website by visualaid.com. They're the best and the brightest. For any web needs, visit visualaid.com. Go to gosuperego.com where you can stream and download every Super Ego episode, embed video super shorts, and view your favorite case study profiles. Be a fan on Facebook and a follower on twitter.com/gosuperego. Email us at gosuperego@gmail.com. Check out the Super Ego message board at gosuperego.com/forum. Log on, discuss, and get your nitwits tied in a funny.
Get a postcard from your favorite superego case study. Visit gosuperego.com/postcard to find out how.
Write us a review on iTunes and we'll read your name on a future episode, just like a band of sock dwellers.
Steph with an F.
Infos.
Justin 3000.
Gravy Bill.
Nady 3249.
Sean Garrett.
Fordo 264.
Stop crying.
Well, stop hurting me.
Can't.
Alex Dim.
Evil Hipster.
Crash Test Sherry.
Zach Bentz.
Christus Flappity Floppity Vag. Wow. You really went for it, Christus Flappity Floppity Vag. Christian name?
Daddy by Five? Or Daddy X5?
This is not my nickname.
Davy Dunk.
Original Foist.
Tankosaurus R.
Canadian Tuxedo.
Amos J. Heller.
Kimmy.
Kinda pooped.
Must have been because he only gave us 3 stars.
Frozen Cart. Laura, none of your business.
Robo 77.
Panic 821.
Jalapeno Hot Lips, Roxanne.
Isn't that right, Scrap Iron?
Double X-Wing X.
Strack Films.
Justin Cresswell.
Can I call you Mike?
Can I call you Corey Mounts? Because that's the next one.
Shonstrosity.
Not Jigsaw.
The Power One.
Kevin Jones.
Meltmaster Z.
Flawwowing. What the?
And Ben McBride.
We'll have more names next month.
Mm-hmm.
Now back to your interminably long credits.
Get your own Superego case study poster featuring every Superego case study at gosuperego.com/merchandise. Out now. Superego, Second Opinions, Season 1, Episode 2. Out March 15th. Superego, Second Opinions, Episode 3. Go behind the scenes and see how it all got started, how it all got done, and how it all got a little gamey. Rejoice! Superego Season 3 is now available for download in MP3. Tell your friends, the ones that haven't been listening, because it isn't available in MP3. Now all you really vocal Zoom users can go screw. You have nothing left to scream about. Visit soundcloud.com/gosuperego and stream, download, and share your favorite Superego episodes. Thanks, SoundCloud. You've been good to us.
And finally, the Superego Thrilling Adventure Hour Cross-Pollination Project, The War of Two Worlds, is out now. If you're listening to this, you can find it in the same place. It's cross-pollinated. Superego is brought to you by a generous grant from the Sofabed Foundation. If you have bed bugs, better set your house on fire.
Welcome back to The Feud!
All right, James Mason, Peter Graves.
Yes.
Two titans of cinema and television.
I'm Peter Graves.
Hands on the buzzer, top 5 answers.
Do you know what it's like to taste your own blood, Mr. Graves?
I have beautiful silvery hair.
By the end of this night, you shall drown in a mine filled with your own bodily fluids.
I'm Peter Graves.
Send each of you pick a team member to come up. We're not going until someone gets the answer. Pick a team, Mr. Mason and Mr. Graves. Thank you. The lovely Julie Haggerty and very manly Lee Majors. Hands on the buzzer, please.
I can't for fear of breaking my champagne flute-like fingers.
Name something.
Hold on a second. Do I put my whole hand on this?
Mr. Majors, you just put your hand on top, and Ms. Haggerty.
It's very uncomfortable.
It doesn't take a lot of pressure.
Should I use the palm side?
Yes, sir.
That is better.
All right.
I just fractured my phalange waving yesterday.
Then just gonna...
Don't talk loud because of the air pressure.
Name something you always see in a science fiction movie.
Science.
Show us science. No. Julie.
I don't watch movies because a certain amount of luminance literally breaks my eyeballs.
Julie, say science.
Science.
Lee Majors, do you want to play or pass? Your decision.
I'll play pass.
It's not.
It's a new game. Who gives us the answers?
Julie, we're going to let your team play. Mr. Majors, rejoin your team over there.
Here I come, you guys. Did you miss me?
I'm Peter Gray.
Did I win?
We're going to go to the next person in your team, Miss Haggerty. Thank you very much.
Can you help me back to my seat?
You're not sitting. You're standing with your team.
I'm actually floating because I'm lighter than air.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.